Hey guys, welcome to Let's Talk, the podcast where we talk about news from game news, movie news, and any type of news, actually. It might be pretty extreme sometimes and even weird and just random news, but today's not that day. Today we're starting with some game news and then we're moving to some movie news because it's time to talk about some games, boy. With this quarantine, I think a lot of people just playing games, staying at home. Be safe, you know, stay at home if you need to. There's a lot of people in quarantine, so follow the instructions of the people that really know what everything's going on and they know about this stuff because they are doing this for your safety and for the safety of everybody. So follow the instructions, please. But now let's go into some news. And let's start with some news with some console news, because I think that's one of the things a lot of people wants to talk about. And really, they want to know about the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox. I don't remember, what's the name of the new Xbox? That's something, I don't know. Xbox, is it just the Xbox? Let me see. Hold. It doesn't appear. My God. It's not that one. What is the name of this Xbox? New console. Why I forgot the name of this thing? Oh, the Xbox Series X? That's the name of it? Okay. And we have the PlayStation 5, I think. Yeah, that's the name of the PlayStation 5. And yeah, I think a lot of people wants to know more about it. I mean, whatever I'm going to tell you is not like big news. It's not like new stuff. Basically, stuff that you might already know. Most of it, we already know most of the PlayStation 5, which is most of the news have come out of the PlayStation 5 because it's the one that is really taking more time into showing us what it has to offer. Now, already had its really small and boring, showcase of the power of the PlayStation. I say boring because it's actually boring for us. But we have to keep in mind it was not made, and it was not made for us. We were not their audience. You know, their target audience was not us. That's probably gonna come in the near future. Their target audience was basically the developers and people who's gonna work on the games on the PlayStation 5. So we already know a lot of that. I don't want to talk about that. That's like old news, okay? I don't want to talk about that. We already talked about those stuff. We're going to talk about new stuff. Well, we know something that there's rumors. There's some rumors about that there maybe they might come with a full presentation of showcasing the actual console on the next month. Those are just rumors that I have, that I've searched. There's rumors that next month they're going to make like a small presentation of the actual console. And hopefully they're going to tell us more about the price and you know, the games and more about the power that this PlayStation is going to have. Because a lot of people has a lot of questions about the PlayStation 5. We already seen the DualShock, the Sense. I think it's called the Sense. And yeah, that thing is called the DualSense, the new and beta control, which for me is like, it's not like, oh wow, a new control, a new controller. It's just like, it's a controller. It doesn't make a big change, in my opinion. It's a DualSense PlayStation 5 controller. I mean, the PlayStation 4 controller, I love it. It was good, you know, but it's not like a game changer, in my opinion, for any console. The console on its own, and the most important thing is the games that it's going to be able to release. That's the thing that I want. That's the sauce. That's the special sauce of this consoles. And I think for both consoles, they're going to really come with guns blazing. We know that with Xbox is going to come out with the new Halo, and Halo is very popular. I don't know what PlayStation is going to come out with, but we know PlayStation, and they have really really, really good games that they can come out with. So yeah, we basically, that's all of the thing. We have a PlayStation 5, you know, new stuff, and hopefully we are going to get something in the next month. Hopefully we're going to know how, what was going to be the price for the PlayStation 5. There's also a lot of rumors that the Xbox is going to be way cheaper than the PlayStation 5, which I don't know. I really don't know. How's that possible? I mean, both of them are really, really good hardware. And that hardware is really, like, you know, it's expensive to the point where, you know, we're competing almost to a PC with the parts that both consoles have. I don't think they can go that cheap, but we'll have to see and see for ourselves what's going to happen. Now, let's move on with some games. Now, one of the most played games at the moment is Call of Duty Warzone, of course, and me personally, I've played a lot, but I've stopped basically because my internet is not letting me play anymore. I don't know what's going on, so I can't play anything based on multiplayer. But this is a news that I think a lot of people will like to hear: is Call of Duty Warzone cheaters will be forced to play together. Now, we know that there's been a problem in Call of Duty Warzone, which is there's a lot of cheaters, and I've really played against a lot of cheaters while playing Warzone, and they've killed me. I don't know how. It's somehow they you know, they're hackers, and you just see them for a second, and the next second you're dead somehow. They're masters of this thing. And the worst thing is, well, Activision, or I don't remember what was the other, Infinity Ward, they're really not doing much. Well, that's what we thought. And hopefully, due to this news, they're actually doing something. They're going to start doing something about it. They're going to, you know, put their force into the game and hopefully deal with these hackers. Because if they don't, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to stop playing this game, including myself, which I'm already doing because, you know, the internet at this time does not want to work with me. I don't know why. PlayStation, what's going on, my guy? What's going on, boy? But it's fine, you know, I still love Call of Duty and I still love PlayStation. But let's read about this. If you're suspected of cheating, you may find yourself stuck in some terrible matches. Now, this is going to be fun based on if you're actually cheating. So it says, Call of Duty Warzone, along with Modern Warfare, has a bit of a cheating problem on PC. Yeah, we know that most of the hackers and cheaters come from PC because, you know, it's very easy to get some cheats and, you know, play on this freaking cross-platform thing that we call Modern Warfare and Warzone. We play with PlayStation and Xbox users, and we get frustrated. The console players are opting out of crossplay to avoid them, which actually, with my experience, I personally could not turn off the cross platform, and I think even if you turn it off, they will just not let you play Warzone. So even after Infinity Ward claimed it had doled out a whooping 70,000 bans. Now, that's a lot of cheaters. This week's update, however, gives the game's most dishonorable players a taste of their own medicine. Infinity Ward is making a few changes to combat the prevalence of cheating in both games, most notably throwing suspected cheaters in matches together. Now, that's going to be a lot of fun to see. Now, we're not going to be able to see unless you're actually a cheater, but you know, I think whoever, if you're a cheater, now I'm not condoning any that you cheat on this game, but out there, I'm giving ideas to somebody. If you're a cheater, just, you know, throwing that out there. If you're a cheater in this game, you know, you like to cheat and stuff, I'm gonna lie, I think that those games that you're gonna play, if they do this and you're in a match with a lot of, you know, hackers, I think you should open a YouTube channel and just show us that, because I think a lot of people would like to see that. I mean, it will either be the quickest Warzone matches we've ever seen, or it's gonna be hell. You know, you're gonna see like cars flying around and like people th- throwing out nukes. They're not in the game, but somehow they create in some nukes. So I think if you are a hacker and you're thinking of opening a YouTube channel, I think that's going to be a great way. But we'll see if they make this change. So yeah, they're making a few changes to combat the prevalence of cheating in both games. Yeah, that we already read that. When Warzone and Modern Warfare's naughtier players try to queue for a match, they'll find themselves duking it out with other killjoys who use aimbots and the light to get a leg up. So yeah, I mean, a lot of aimbot is gonna happen in there. It would be a lot of fun to watch those matches. I don't know who I'll be rooting for, but still, I think it's gonna be pretty entertaining, to say the least. It's a solution that has been used in other games, and it brings me great joy to know that they'll all be having an awful time. I don't know if they're gonna be having an awful time. I mean, if I'm about to be a cheater, if I get myself hackings or whatever you use to hack, because I don't know how to hack this thing. So, you know, I just play the game. You know, I'm not out there to just hack and I won the game. I mean, for me, it's not fun. But I think hacking is actually very fun. I mean, like I said, it's not fun that you win. The fun thing is to see how players get actually, you know, stressed about it. Again, I'm not condoning any cheating or hacking whatsoever. It will, of course, be much better if they all just went away. But in the meantime, we can all appreciate the... I don't know how to pronounce that. Schadenfreude. I don't know how to spell that or to just say that word. I don't even know if it's English. But either way, I mean, it's a good way to actually, you know, deal with those players. At the same time, like, a lot of people will actually have the same, you know, way of solving this is, you know, just ban them. I don't know why is that so difficult. But who knows? I mean, they're moving forward with this problem, which is positive, at least. Okay, moving on to more... No, wait, we're not moving on for more Call of Duty. We're going for some Bioshock. Because I'm a big fan of Bioshock. If you're not a big fan of Bioshock, if you haven't played any Bioshock games, you should just do that. I mean, I think there's a holiday... or spring sale, I think, at the moment in PlayStation, and they're selling the collection of Bioshock. Dude, if you haven't played these games, or any of them, either 1, 2, or Infinite, do yourself a favor, pick them up. They're pretty cheap to have all three of them. They're great games. You will not be let down, for real. You will not be let down for that game. It's a great story, great gameplay, something that a lot of people... at that time, didn't know, like, it was something new. Ken Levine, it's a mastermind for making this type of games. You know, Bioshock 1 is part of Ken Levine's story. Bioshock 2 is more of a, you know, 2K stuff that they did because Ken Levine was out, and then Ken Levine came back just to do this last one, which was Bioshock Infinite, which is still very good. A very good game. If you played the DLC, oh my lord, it's even better. But now we have some very good news. The next Bioshock game is officially in the works from a brand new studio at 2K Games. So 2K is still gonna, you know, develop this game, which I don't know. I have my doubts because Ken Levine is not there, but Bioshock 2 was not bad, okay? Bioshock 2 did not have Ken Levine, and it still was a pretty good game. It was a very good game. But the thing is, I think they're going to go back to Rapture. I mean, I don't think they have the mind of Ken Levine. That Ken Levine was like, no, we cannot go back to Rapture. We have to go somewhere else. And then the way he connected with the story, I mean, like I said, it's a mastermind. The rumors were true. The next Bioshock game is officially in the works from Cloud Chamber Studios, a newly established team at 2K Games, made up of several developers involved in the making of the original Bioshock and both of its sequels. Okay, well, that's good news. So there's developers involved that actually helped in the making of the original Bioshock, that, in my opinion, is one of the greatest games of all time, and both of its sequels, meaning Bioshock 2 and Bioshock Infinite. Details of what this next Bioshock title will look like are scarce, but in a press release announcing the news, president of 2K, David Ismailer, sorry if I mispronounced your name, Mr. David, promised the game would continue in the series tradition of powerful narrative and iconic first-person shooter gameplay. Now, the thing that I want most is the powerful narrative, because the second one did not have that much of a powerful narrative. Again, Ken Levine was not there. The first one is like, wow, they should actually make a movie about this. And I still don't know if they're gonna follow up with the movie, because they were gonna make a movie like in 2012 and nothing happened. And I think there's some rumors out there that they're still gonna make the new Bioshock the movie, but I still don't know, man. I need information about that, because I'm really hoping they're gonna make a movie, man. I'll cry if they make a movie. I'll cry, or I'll make a movie myself. I'll make a script. I'll read the whole lore of Bioshock and make a movie about the befores of Rapture, what happened at the beginning of Rapture, and then, you know, the whatever happened, the Civil War, and then we get all the way to Infinite and the DLC, right? I'll do that if I have to. The press release also confirmed that the Untitled Bioshock project will be in development for the next several years. Hopefully they take their time. I don't want a Bioshock game that's going to take, like, you know, like 2 years. I really, even though I'm eager to play a new Bioshock game, I also want a good Bioshock game. You know, it's still, you're following the footsteps of a whole trilogy. That's one of the best trilogies of all time. You know, with, I think, all three DLCs that came out with Bioshock, because Bioshock 2 has its DLCs. Bioshock 1 had DLC, I think, but they were not, like, story-based. But Bioshock 2 has his DLC, and Bioshock Infinite had two DLCs, and I think those three can be considered one of the best DLCs ever made. You know, you have Minerva's Den for Bioshock 2 and Burial at Sea, Episode 1 and 2. Of course, Episode 2 is, like, the big thing. But I still think they're, you know, up there with one of the best DLCs of all time. So I really want a good Bioshock game, but I also, you know, so I really want them to take their time on this, you know, the story. Hopefully they can ask some help with Ken Levine. I don't think it's going to happen, but if it happens, you know, Ken Levine says, you know, you can do this or that. I mean, it'll be amazing. But I'm really interested on what they're going to do with this new Bioshock game. Either they go to Rapture again or where they're going now. Because now you have, you know, Bioshock Infinite, you have a city on the heavens, so to speak, and you have Rapture, which is underwater. And the most iconic one was probably Rapture, but still, the Columbia was, wow, was beautiful. But still, I mean, if you want to have a really immersive, you know, scene, a setting, I think Rapture was the one. Just the way the architecture and just everything that had to do with Bioshock, the first one, the original, was everything was just well done. Now this is another thing. Now I'm really happy of something else. This is great news also, because, you know, we have a PlayStation 5 coming up. We have a Xbox Series X coming up in basically next year, because they also, PlayStation 5 actually confirmed that there's not going to be any delay on the release of PlayStation 5. So they, just like the Xbox Series X, I think it's going to be a holiday of 2020, which is going to be probably October to December, somewhere in between there, October, November, or December, maybe September, who knows. But it's going to be holiday of 2020. They're always done that. But they said, the press release also confirmed that the Untitled Bioshock probably will be development for the, okay, suggesting it's being developed with next-gen hardware in mind. Given that both PlayStation 5 and Xbox projects, oh, it's Project Scarlet. Xbox users. I actually don't read a lot of Xbox news. I'm a PlayStation 5. I'm a PlayStation fanboy, so to speak. You know, I like both consoles. I actually had my first console was the original Xbox, and then I moved to Xbox 360. I played the hell out of Blue Dragon, and then I think everybody that had Xbox 360 experienced the Red Ring of Death. So, and then we moved to PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4, and now hopefully PlayStation 5. But moving on, at any rate, as I said, out in holiday of 2020, though platforms haven't yet been specified. So they, like I said, they haven't said like what is the actual release date of these consoles, but we know it's gonna be on next year for the holiday. Cloud Chamber Studio is the same studio previously codenamed 2K Parkside. Now, I know about this. I did not went into full detail of the Parkside, but I did read about the rumors of 2K of the codename Parkside. Of a studio or the name, well, people were thinking it was a studio or it was like a name of the new Bioshock, which I never really thought that was going to happen. But now that it's actually confirmed, I'm jumping in joy because this just brings a tear to what did Thanos say? This bring a tear in my eye or to my eye or something like that. You know what I'm saying. I'm just really, really happy about this. The existence of which was first reported 18 months ago. Yeah, like I said, it was like a freaking year ago by Kotaku. The team is headed up by Kelly Gilmore, whose previous experience includes decades of work on the Sid Meier's Civilization. Never played that game. XCOM series, great game. At Firaxis Games, and is being touted as the first woman in 2K history to lead a development studio. I mean, great. Great news. The last chapter in Bioshock series was 20. It feels old when they put the year. 2013 was when Bioshock Infinite was released. So the reveal of this next installment has been a long time coming. 2K provided no details on the game's setting, story, or plays in the franchise timeline, but a brief teaser trailer at either this week. Game Award ceremony or State of Play live stream isn't out of the real. Well, none of those happen. None of those actually happened. You know, we didn't get a teaser, and I don't think we're gonna have our teaser until basically Xbox and PlayStation 5 are either confirmed the date they're coming out, or they're actually shown to the public. Well, the PlayStation 5 more than anything. Because yeah, we didn't get any teaser for the Game Awards or the State of Play, but I'm still hoping that they will come, and I'm gonna, you know, do a lot of videos on that teaser and the trailer and whatnot, and hopefully it's gonna be beautiful. In the meantime, check our interview with okay. So yeah, go check out the if you want to know more about this article, and they talk about the Bioshock, then. You know, there's an interview with Gilmore, the lead of the Velman studio. And then I think we're moving now to, let me see if I have everything in order. Yeah, I have everything in order. Yeah, we're moving now into the entertainment news, basically, aka the movie news. That a lot of people really are eager a lot as well. For this thing to start over, myself included, I'm a movie fanatic. I love movies with all my heart. I really do. I really do a lot. I mean, if you're not gonna lie, if you put a PlayStation 5 on one side and like I can watch any movie for the rest of my life, like, you know, you don't have to pay for anything, just watch movies. I'll probably go and watch movies for the rest of my life. Like, they're just, you know, art is, you know, movies are just amazing, period. So, let's start with the entertainment news, shall we? Now, I do have a couple of news here, and the first one, I think a lot of people have read about this, is the Venom 2 gets official title, Let There Be Carnage. Now, I'm excited about this. I mean, if you thought Venom was great, Carnage is on another level. I mean, and being an R-rated movie, dude, this is going to be amazing, because Carnage is Carnage. He's on another level. With Venom, Jesus Christ, it's going to be amazing. So Sony's upcoming movie, Venom 2, gets a visual title. We know it's Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Sony released the first Venom film in October 2018, so that was like, what, 2 years ago. We have Tom Hardy as Eddie Brock, who merges with an alien symbiote. How do you pronounce that? Symbiote or symbiote? I really don't know how to pronounce that. Or what's the correct way to pronounce? I'm going to say symbiote. To become the anti-hero Venom. The film wasn't necessarily a critical success, though some Venom movie reviews found fun in the dynamic between Eddie and the symbiote. Still, Venom earned $856.1 million at the box office, cementing it as a box office success. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, an off-chart movie. I wasn't like blown away. But the CGI was on Venom was great. I think the story was like, you know, it was a start. Again, we were not blown away from Venom. But still, I mean, having Venom, for me, Venom is one of the coolest, I'm not going to say villain, because again, it's not a villain, it's not a hero, it's an anti-hero, just as Deadpool. And it's funny to me that both of our anti-heroes have an R-rated movie, which, again, they're basically great. As such, it is time as little surprise when Sony put Venom 2 into development with Hardy to return. The sequel will follow from the Venom post-credit scene that introduced Carnage. After months of rumors and reports regarding Woody Harrelson's involvement in the first film, the actor didn't appear until the very end in a scene introducing the circular Cletus Cassidy, who becomes the villainous symbiote Carnage in the comics. Now the sequel gets an official title, paying homage to the villain. Now, I love Woody, what was his name? Woody. Woody, you have a friend in me. That Toy Story. Woody Harrelson. I mean, I loved it. I really like this guy. I liked it in Zombieland. And basically in any movie he appears on. He appeared on, I think it was Solo. Han Solo, he was also there. And what other movie was in? I mean, he appeared in a bunch of movies. The other one that I think I remember was The Hunger Games, of course. Yeah, The Hunger Games. So yeah, I mean, we get the official title for Venom 2, Número Dos, which I can't wait. But as we know from what is happening outside of our beautiful homes, I think it's been delayed. And I think basically all movies were actually going to be released on their official date, they're being pushed back. And we're going to go through them all, but let's just keep going. Also, Tom Cruise wants Mission Impossible 7 filming in June. Mission Impossible 7 star Tom Cruise hopes the action sequel can resume production in June after it was delayed due to coronavirus. That beer has really done some really bad things to our society. Tom Cruise is hopeful Mission Impossible 7 can resume filming in June. The upcoming action sequel was one of the first Hollywood projects to shut down amidst the coronavirus pandemic, stopping production in late February. The time is Mission Impossible 7 was supposed to shoot for a few weeks in Italy, one of the countries, you know, that really has a lot of problems with the virus. Making things a lot more complicated for the team is the fact Mission Impossible 7 story is set in Venice. Ooh, that's really an oof. Meaning the Italy location was essential to the film. And I think I read other news that I think they're going to start reshooting, but they really will start to, I don't know if they changed the setting, because again, Italy is one of, you know, the countries that has been hit the hardest with this virus. So I don't know what they're going to do. At one point, it was thought the earliest Italy production could resume is mid-May. But that window seems to be too optimistic. Yeah, I mean, we're still in quarantine and it's April. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. With the way things are going right now, studios appear to be banking on late summer, early fall for when it might be safe again. Black Adam postponed to start filming to August. Okay, that's another news. But yeah, basically, we're going to get a lot of these movies being postponed and pushed back, which I'm really sad.
I'm really sad, man. Why you have to do this, man? Why you have to do this? We just want to see movies. That's all we want, man. Come on, man. I just want to see movies again. You know, sit down in the cinema, pay for my soda and my popcorn. You know, and be there all like a fan, just watching some movies. Have a great time.
Okay, moving on. We have The Mandalorian Season 2. Release date, Baby Yoda, Darksaber, Ahsoka Tano, and what we know. This is from Tech Raider. What is The Mandalorian Season release date? The flagship Disney Plus series returns in October 2020, and we can't wait. Yeah, neither can I. After this disappointment into the Skywalker saga, I haven't seen that movie. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to see it. I don't think I'm going to watch it. You know, Star Wars is not my thing, but The Mandalorian was pretty good. I did watch the whole first season, and I fell in love with Baby Yoda. I think all of y'all did as well. So we have a release date of Mandalorian Season 2. It's October 2020. And I think they also said that they were making Season 3 already, that they already wrapped up Season 2, and they're making Season 3 as we speak. Well, I don't think they're making it at the moment because, you know, that everything is going on. I think, unless they have I don't think they're making it. So, either way, so I mean, at least I'm happy that we have Season 2 for this year. The thing we need right now is more content released to everybody, basically, because, you know, I think this is the best moment for streaming services to push everything they have at the moment, just push it forward, just release everything. I know it might not be, not everyone is going to do that because, you know, everything it's about, you know, they had a release date, an official release date, basically, because, you know, they had brands, they have deals, they have whatever for that date, and business wise that they have their idea of why they want to set it up for that main release date. But now I don't know, but I think it's a great point just to release everything now that everybody's inside their homes trying to find anything that's going to entertain them, because everybody's getting bored. So we need a lot of stuff, a lot of content for us to keep us sane, actually, because if not, we're going to go crazy in like a few days, actually, if we don't have new content released on Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO, and Disney Plus, whatever. Just release the damn thing, okay? But yeah, I think they're also already making Season 3. Hopefully, I'm still hoping for the episodes for me for Season 1. The only thing I have, a small thing that I want to say here is that the first season was not that long. If I'm talking about, every episode was basically 30 minutes, maybe less, 26 minutes. if you don't count the credits, the opening credits and the post credits and the, I mean the ending, the credit, the ending, whatever, the ending of the freaking episodes. You know, I think it was 26 minutes per episode, which is really not the standard anymore. We see Netflix doing almost an hour all the way to 50 to 45. HBO basically doing 1 hour with Game of Thrones and what are the other things? I haven't seen a lot of HBO series. But yeah, basically the standard has been an hour to 45 minutes or even more. So it's not a standard. And I know a lot of people was like, they're too short. But the story was great. It started slow as hell, in my opinion. And that's why I said that. Then they needed to be a bit more longer. But I think they already have set the story. So they needed to do this at this specific time. I understand that. But, you know, they at 40 minutes, at least 50, 45, an hour per episode, I'll be happy. I think a lot of people will be happy as well. Moving on to almost our last news is, and I like this news, is Hunger Games prequel movie in the works at Lionsgate. Now I understand. If you haven't followed Lionsgate on YouTube, or I think it's Fandango, which is, you know, right now I think Lionsgate bought Fandango. I don't know who bought Fandango. Or maybe Fandango's not being bought. But Fandango at the moment has a partnership with Lionsgate at the moment, where they're actually, you know, showcasing movies. I think all in the United States. Every Friday, they're showcasing a new movie. Last Friday was The Hunger Games. And next, I think this Friday, which is in 2 days, I think, is going to be Dirty Dancing or something like that. I mean, it's just Lionsgate's movie, so it's a partnership. But they actually started with Hunger Games. And I didn't know why they started with Hunger Games, but now, after seeing this, I understand. So I'm pretty happy. I mean, I like Hunger Games. I think it was a trilogy. I liked it. I never read the books. I tried them. I'm not a very, you know, I'm not a big fan of reading stuff. That's just my thing. It's not my thing, actually. But yeah, Hunger Games, the movie, I think they were pretty cool. I like the whole thing. It says, Suzanne Collins' latest Panem novel set in the Hunger Games universe will be adapted by director Francis Lawrence, screenwriter Michael Arndt. I don't know just to pronounce that name, that last name, Arndt, and producer Nina Jacobson. Sorry. Lionsgate on Tuesday unveiled the long-anticipated Hunger Games prequel movie. It was a prequel. In the works as trilogy, writers are saying Collins gets set to release her latest novel, Ballad of Songbirds and Snake, on May 19th. So basically, this is what the prequel is going to be based on, is this new novel. This is releasing, of course, on the Hunger Games universe. The book, which takes place in the Hunger Games universe, just like I said, will be turned into a movie by director Francis Lawrence, screenwriter Michael Arndt, and producer, yeah, just like I said, who teamed with the studio on 4 film adaptations of earlier Collins books, Hunger Games, Catching Fire, and The Mockingjay. It took in nearly $3 billion in the box office. Damn, $3 billion, that's some dough. Lionsgate blockbuster film franchise also helped make post-apocalyptic fiction a hot property in Hollywood, paving the way for such other movie series as The Maze Runner. I love The Maze Runner. That was a great movie. And The Divergent. I also didn't read the books. I hadn't read the books for Maze Runner and Divergent, but the movies were pretty good. Well, I didn't see the latest, I think, two movies are Divergent. The first one, I liked it a lot. I think it was pretty cool idea. And The Maze Runner, I think, yeah, I saw all of them. And I liked them, not gonna lie. There's no word yet on casting for Hunger Games prequel, which was announced by Joe Drake, chairman of the Lionsgate Motion Picture Group. So yeah, I don't think we're gonna get Jennifer Lawrence, of course, because it's a prequel of what happened, you know, on the Hunger Games. Catching Fire and The Mockingjay. So I don't know what we're going to, I mean, we actually don't know anything because she's releasing the book on May 19. And I think until that happens, we're going to know what was going to happen. Like, what is the next movie going to be based on? And what are going to be the characters? And now moving on to our last article for tonight. For today is everything that has been moved, delayed, because of the pandemic. So let's talk about that. Let's just talk about this. Okay, so I'm going to tell you every single movie. Soul was going to, it has been pushed to June 19. Pixar takes you on a jazz odyssey for the musical animation, which is currently sticking to its planned early summer release date. Also, they're actually sticking for what they planned. As the pandemic continues, that may prove to be optimistic, but Disney has so many films in the schedule, it may struggle to find a new slot for Soul. Should theaters remain closed? Yeah, I don't know how they're going to make this. Because, yeah, they didn't change anything. And, yeah, I mean, Disney right now is just, you know, releasing content like there's no tomorrow. So, and I mean, hopefully they're going to be able to release it on June 19. I mean, it's not my type of movie, but I think a lot of people will like it. I mean, there's a lot of people who like Disney. So, you like Disney and you like this type of movies, by all means. Then we have one of the movies that I'm really eager for it to be released because it's based on one of my favorite directors of all time, Mr. Christopher Nolan's Tenet. The good thing, the release date has not been changed. This time-twisting thriller has also held its nerve and stuck to its planned date even as the rest of the summer's films were postponed or rescheduled. But even if theaters are open again in July, audiences may still be wary of gathering. Well, if Tenet is releasing and there's no more quarantine, I don't care if I'm alone in that theater. I'm going to be there day one. I'm going to buy my ticket. I'm going to sit down on that chair, on that cinema. Going to, again, be with my soda and my popcorn and whatever else I can buy. And I'm going to enjoy the hell of that movie because it's Christopher Nolan. If it's Christopher Nolan, by all means, I have to go there. So even if I'm alone in the theater, again, like I said, I'll be there day one. We have Mulan. Actually, Mulan was one of my favorite movies, Disney movies, when I was little. Not going to lie, it's a pretty cool movie. And they had really great songs. I'm not going to say, but I did actually sing a lot of those songs on my own time because they're pretty awesome, pretty catchy, FYI. Okay, Disney live-action Mulan reboot was pulled on March 12th, just a few hours after similar announcements for A Quiet Place 2, another movie that I really want to see, and F9. The postponement came less than 2 weeks before it was supposed to open, late enough to that some viewers and critics saw the film at preview screenings, calling the new Mulan majestic and thrilling. The day after Mulan was delayed, Walt Disney Studios said it was pausing production on other live-action films. Disney then named a new date when it reshuffled its entire slate on April 3rd. So now it's being pushed back to July 24. And the original date was March 27. So, again, I like Mulan. I'm not a big fan of, you know, making every single movie that was from our childhood and they were pretty amazing. I don't like everything turned into a live action. I think it takes away of the nostalgic. But I think I understand they do this because, you know, all the new generation, you know, they probably were not going to watch our movies, you know, Mulan, the cartoon one. So, you know, they're going to get this. So I understand that. Wonder Woman 1984. Warner Brothers held out until March 24 before announcing that Wonder Woman 2 will be delayed, but with most other blockbusters postponed, it was clear DC Comics sequel will have to move from its planned June release date. But where many big movies have moved much later in the year or being postponed indefinitely, Wonder Woman 1984 is rather optimistically committed to hitting theaters in August. Again, the original release date for this movie was June 2020, and it's been pushed back all the way to August 14. Again, I like Wonder Woman. It's not like a big hit for me, but I think it was a great movie. The only thing that I can say is I didn't like the CGI on this. I think they were a bit wonky. You know, I think they could have done something better for the time they had. But who I don't know, man. We have to see the new Wonder Woman because I like the trailer. The trailer was amazing. It was a trailer, right? Because I think I watched the trailer for Wonder Woman. Let me just check instead of you know telling you things and are not there. Yeah, there was a trailer. Yeah, because I knew I was like I saw Wonder Woman trailer, but because I never saw Wonder Woman 2, it says Wonder Woman 1984. I was like, I don't know if I it was, a, but whatever. Moving on, Bill and Ted Face the Music. I don't know what's that. Monster Hunter. Well, again, let's go. Bill and Ted Face the Music. I don't know. I think it's a musical. I don't know if that's a movie. I haven't seen any trailer about that. It's Unchained, August 24. Monster Hunter. I think it's based on the game. A very good game, by the way. It's not being changed. The release date stays for September 4. The Kingsman. Oh, I really want to see that movie. I think it's a prequel to all Kingsmen. Again, the release date has not been changed. It's still September 18, and Without Remorse, it's another movie that I haven't seen any trailer. But again, the original release date has not been changed. It's September 18. And that's all I... Wait. No, I have more. We have Candyman. This horror remake directed by Nia DaCosta and written by Jordan Peele has been pushed to September. Candyman. Oh, that isn't that like a... I haven't seen a trailer for the... I have to watch a lot of trailers, but, you know, college and stuff. I have no time, you know. You know how online classes are right now. I think this weekend I'm going to be watching a lot of freaking trailers. But Candyman, I think this is a horror movie because it's Jordan Peele. The original release date for this was June 12th and is being pushed back all the way to September 25th. Last Night in Soho, we don't have a change of the release date. It was September 25th and is going to stay that the same date. Bios, no change. October 2nd. The French Dispatch. It was on 4 July, now it's on to October 16. Halloween Kills, it's unchanged to October 16. And we have Black Widow. Now, this is a movie I really want to see. I mean, Scarlett Johansson, you cannot say no to that. You cannot say no to Black Widow. Come on. Originally scheduled for May 1st, Marvel's Black Widow has been pushed back to November 6th. In March, Disney initially postponed the film to an unspecified date. Then on April 3rd, confirmed Black Widow would debut this winter in a reshuffle of the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe, including Captain Marvel, Thor, Black Panther, and Doctor Strange sequels due over the next couple of years. So the original date was May 1st, and now it's being pushed all the way to November 6th. And I saw the trailer for this. Now, that's some CGI. I'm talking about some really good effects. Like, I can't wait for that movie. And it's sad, you know. You also want to see Scarlett Johansson and Black Widow because, you know, we have to pay respect. We have to pay respect for the amazing character she portrayed. And I don't know if this is going to be the last movie. Hopefully not. But we'll see. We'll see. Red Notice is unchanged. It's still for November 13. No Time to Die is Daniel Craig's final outing as 007 James Bond. Directed by Cary Fukunaga and co-written by Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Was the first major movie to delay release. I saw that news for this. I think my dad and my brother was like, no, why they had to push back this one? No Time to Die had already lost its original director and changed its release date twice. Oh, I didn't know that. But producers fear the closure of many theaters around the globe due to coronavirus will harm box office takings in lucrative international markets. The delay was announced March 4, a week before the WHO declared a pandemic. It will now open in the UK on November 12 and the US on November 25th. Oh, come on. I have to wait more time. So we're going to get it. The UK is going to get it first on November 12th. And then the US is going to get it to November 25th. Now, remember the original date was in April. Godzilla. Oh, what? I didn't know this thing was coming up. Godzilla against King Kong. Godzilla against King Kong is unchanged November 20. Why? I really want to see that one. I mean, Godzilla, the second Godzilla, the King of All Monsters thing was called. Yeah, that was a great movie. Raya and the Last Dragon, again, unchanged. It's going to be released November 25th. Free Guy was on July 3rd, and now it's December 11. It's a video game themed action comedy starring Ryan Reynolds. Was slated for summer, but will now open near the end of this year. West Side Story is unchanged, December 18. Coming to America is unchanged, December 18. Dune is unchanged, December 18. And Top Gun Maverick, another movie that we're eager to watch, was June 24th, and now is December 23rd. The Tomorrow War is unchanged all the way to release day is still December 25th. Eternals is the really original release date was November 6th. It's been pushed back all the way to 2021 of February 12th. I'm sad for that. I think Eternals is going to be our next like Avengers style. Hopefully, it's going to be as popular as Avengers. Even though Avengers, of course, is not ended, but you know, a complete phase of Avengers have been completed. It's the end of an era of Avengers, which is very sad. Hopefully, Eternals will be as good as Avengers. Ghostbusters Afterlife was originally released on, or the original release date is July 10. It's been moved all the way to March 5th of 2021. Morbius, you know, Jared Leto becoming this vampire. It was originally released. It was good. Oh my God, I cannot even talk anymore. I need to drink something. It was going to be originally released in July 31st. Now it's being all moved all the way back to March 19, 2021. F9 is, you know, Fast and Furious, May 2020, but now it's being pushed back all the way to April 2nd, 2021. Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, February 2021, all the way, now it's been pushed back all the way to May 7, 2021. Jungle Cruise, we know Dwayne Johnson is going to be appearing in that. It was July 2020. Oh my God, now it's being pushed back all the way to July 30 of 2021. So that's a long time. Now, this movie, I might have some thoughts on it, but I think I'm going to make another podcast talking about it. I don't know what I'm going to do, but Uncharted, hopefully it's going to be a great movie. I'm really crossing my fingers on this one because it's a great game series. Again, if you haven't played it, you should play it. Again, they're actually giving away for free the trilogy of Uncharted for free in PlayStation. Like right now, you can go to a PlayStation store and get it for free. For free. Once you get it, it's yours for life. It was originally going to be released on March 5th of 2021. It was being pushed back all the way to October 8th, 2021. We have Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, another movie that I'm really eager to watch. It was going to originally be released on May 2021. Now it's been pushed back all the way to November 5th of 2021. Artemis Fowl theatrical release has been canceled. Disney Unit. Yeah, I saw the trailer for this, and I think it's pretty bad. Not gonna lie. So, I think it's great. I mean, again, they're not canceling the movie, but it's not gonna appear on theaters. I don't think it was gonna make that much of a. It's not gonna be. It wasn't gonna be a box office success. So thank God. I think it's a good move on part of Disney. So now they're gonna just move it all the way to the Disney Plus service. Which I think is great for the type of movie they're going to release of Artemis Fowl. I think it's great. Minions, The Rise of Gru. It's unspecified. I still don't know. Because it has been postponed indefinitely. It was actually going to be released on July 3rd of this year. But now we don't know what's going to happen. Another movie that was, I actually talked to one of my friends before everything, all of this happened. I was like, dude, because it was going to come, it actually came, was going to come out on my birthday, and well, it didn't happen. Quiet Place Part 2 was going to be released on March 20 or 2020. It didn't happen, man. There hasn't been no specification of what new release date it is going to be having. The New Mutants, it was going to be released on April of this year, so actually for this month, and you don't know, the New Mutants is an X-Men spinoff, and now it's unspecified of when it's going to be released. Spiral is a rebirth of the Saw franchise, but I don't know why they're doing this. Saw was great. They finished with Jigsaw, and I think it was an okay movie. I don't think it needs to be, you know, they don't need to make another, like a whole new series of Saw, you know, and they don't have to come out with new movies of Saw. They were pretty good. The first one and the second ones are masterpieces. So just don't do it, but fine. Okay. I'll still see it. Was going to be originally released on May 15, and now it's being unspecified when it's going to be released. David Attenborough, A Life on Our Planet, was going to be released on April 16. Now it's going to be released on, who knows, it's unspecified. Antlers, again, unspecified. And that's basically it. That's a lot of movies that's being pushed back. Oh my God. But again, that's all I have for you today. Hopefully, I'm going to make more podcasts for you on this weekend because I'm going to have more time, and the semester is coming to an end for college. Still, there's some luck. I'm doing a lot of work for this. And I don't know, man. Hopefully, you like this. Hopefully, you like this. Again, that's all the news I have for you today. Hopefully, you like this video. If you liked it, if you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe, leave a comment, leave a like, do whatever you want. If you're watching this on Anchor or on Spotify, follow me because you're going to receive more of this type of podcast. If you like this type of news for tech, games, you know, random news, movie news, whatever you that type of news I can find is interesting, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show you, I'm going to inform you about those news, boy. Until the end of my life. But yeah, if you like it, actually, if you want to support me, then by all means, all you have to do is subscribe and follow me on Spotify and on Anchor if you're watching an Anchor. If not, well, that's fine. That's fine, man. I'm okay, man. It's fine. Anyway, things happen, okay? But yeah, I mean, again, don't forget, subscribe, like, comment. Do whatever you want. And stay safe. Again, stay safe. I know whatever's going on outside is not great. Good thing, I think, is things are getting better somehow. There's always a positive and every negative. Even for myself, I'm not having a great I'm not experiencing great stuff at the moment. You know, there's a lot of bad stuff going on in my life, but I'm still pushing forward. Having positive thoughts. That's why I started doing this podcast, because I think it's great. It's a way to distress me and talk to some of y'all. So again, if you liked it, I already said it 3 times. I don't want to say it 4 times. But yeah, again, stay safe and follow the rules. Hopefully you're doing great at the moment. Hopefully you're staying safe. Hopefully the ones you love are staying safe and they're healthy. And again, if you're bored or whatever, and I mean, I'm going to do an, I don't know if I'm going to do a podcast about this, but if you're feeling bored, if you don't know what to do, or you just, you know, feel overwhelmed at what's going on outside, I think it's a perfect time for you to start creating stuff. A lot of my friends have been starting doing stuff. Instagram, Snapchat, do whatever you want to do, TikTok, whatever. Just create stuff, you know, put your mind into something and push it forward. Use the best you have. Just use everything. Use your time. Now we have a lot of it. Your effort. And if you really you see yourself on a place where, you know, whatever you're going to do, whatever you're going to create content on, or whatever creation you're thinking of is going to, you know, lead you to somewhere really, you know, you think it's going to be very successful, then put your effort on it. You know, it's the best time right now. There's a lot of people at home who are really, really eager to find some content at the moment. And, you know, just do it. Just do it. It's the best time at the moment. Just do it. Show yourself to the world. Push yourself to try new stuff. That's what I'm doing. And again, that's it. Stay safe, stay healthy, and I'll see you in the next one. Adios.